since the effective mass is important, it's nice also to be able to measure it. One of the ways to measure it is something called cyclotron resonance. And in this experiment, what you do is you take the semiconductor and you put it in a magnetic field. And if there are charged particles in a magnetic field, they will move in a circle. And then you use microwave radiation to radiate the electrons. And if the frequency matches the cyclotron frequency, so there's the frequency of this radiation that you shine on the semiconductor. If it matches the cyclotron frequency, then the radiation is absorbed more. And what you do is look for the frequencies that get absorbed by the semiconductor, and that tells you that there is a particle that's in a resonant cyclotron orbit. And you can then, you'll see a number of resonances, one for the electrons, one for the holes, and so forth, and you can then identify them as the effective masses of the electrons in the holes. And if you know the effective mass, you can measure also the conductivity of the material, and out of that, it's possible to calculate the scattering time that I introduced in the diffusive transport section. The scattering time is the average time between scattering events in the material.